Mr. Chair, allow me to start by thanking you for your chairmanship of the Group of Governmental Experts on Laws and express our continued support for the group's important work. At the outset, we wish to acknowledge the progress of the GGE that we have made this year. The constructive discussions during the March session and the informal consultations have resulted in growing convergence on a range of issues. This year, we are discussing concrete language for elements to include in a future instrument. We hope that this can lead to a substantial breakthrough. At the same time, we also recognize the need to bridge some gaps between different national positions. We strongly believe that the CCW continues to be the relevant international forum for dealing with these issues. Mr. Chair, we recall that international law does not depend on the particular technological means employed. Choice of weapons, means, and methods of warfare, including lethal autonomous weapon systems, must comply with international law, including the IHL principles of distinction and proportionality. Denmark supports the two-tier approach, indicating that a distinction should be made between those weapon systems that cannot be used in accordance with international law and those systems that includes autonomous features, the use of which should be appropriately regulated in order to ensure compliance with international law. Furthermore, we are pleased to see that the two-tier approach is included in the chair's proposal for a rolling text. For a full account of our perspectives, we refer to the working paper submitted by Bulgaria, Denmark, France, Germany, Italy, Luxembourg, and Norway for the previous session in March. Denmark welcomes the recent report by the Secretary General. We support the report's inclusion on the topic of human control, which is necessary to ensure compliance with international law and especially IHL. We recall that responsibility and accountability cannot be delegated to machines. We wish to emphasize the importance of conducting legal reviews of weapons, means, and methods of warfare and the implementation of risk mitigation measures to ensure compliance with international law, in particular IHL, and to address relevant ethical concerns of laws. Risk mitigation measures should address the harmful effects of potential biases instilled in the weapon system through the application of artificial intelligence, including biases related to gender, ethnicity, age, and disability. Lastly, we wish to express our continued commitment to the group's work. Denmark is fully committed to deliver and fulfill the mandate of the group as soon as possible, preferably before the end of 2025. Therefore, we urge all countries to continue the constructive efforts in reaching a substantial outcome this year for the benefit of us all and to enable us to continue this important work. Thank you, Mr. Chair.